For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ramon Foster Show, starring Renee's violin.
Oh, Renee this time. Did you try to play it yet? Please Not tell yet. Me you tried to play it.
Not yet. This has your name on it. This has to be you.
Yeah, I'm here for it, DJ.
Yeah, this has to be something that you play, and then you have to play it like this too. You have to do it the way you've done it. Yeah, oh, that's even better. It's even smaller and less caring.
It is. Just string me a song, please.
And less sensitive. Let's get this bell on the road here or something.
Let's get this road on the show.
Mixing my metaphors here. Go ahead.
I got us, DK. Here goes the ding.
This will be saying this at the beginning of the show and the end. This is going to be our last show until Monday.
Yeah.
Let's tell everyone why, Moan.
Because somebody's deciding to go on vacation to Winnipeg. That's part
taking
of
my
it.
Wife. Want to hear the best story about that?
What's that?
This was about a couple of trips ago, okay? Because I go every year. And when the Penguins are up there. Mm-hmm. And I went there with my wife and my daughter. Okay, because I really wanted them to see this wonderful place.
Yeah.
And we get to the Canadian immigration, you know, customs, right? Uh-huh. And they're checking your passport and whatever else here. What's your purpose of entry into Canada and everything else? You know, say, you know, what's your business in Winnipeg? We're here for vacation. No reaction. He had no reaction. He doesn't smile. He doesn't say anything. Okay. And you know how airport people are in general. They don't joke around with airport. And I wasn't. We were there for vacation. He just did not appreciate that because he just didn't take it seriously for a split second.
Hey, you said Dry Guy is his new name, DK. Dry Guy. Golly, can you take a joke? What is there to do in Winnipeg other than hockey and cold events?
Oh, so, like, there's plenty. Have you ever tried curling?
I'm not ADK.
Wait a second. Curling's hard as hell, Moan.
Explain. Not see, even her. Dolly's chirping on it. Yeah, so does curling?
She was a natural. She just went out there. We went to this place called the Granite Curling Club. It's 150 years old. Beer cases all over the place. Classic, typical Canadian curling place, right? And it's hard, and I'm falling down on the ice and everything, and I couldn't let go of this rock and whatever. And she's just like, you know, just like it's nothing, just slides a thing. I'm surprised she didn't do the screaming thing that they do, you know, when it's on its way down the ice. Ah! 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 And the people are with the brooms.
Yeah. Well, curling is also just a Olympic sport. It's not just Winter Olympics, is it?
It's
is it
serious business? Yeah. Yeah, it's a Winter Olympic sport that's actually become for NBC. It's become one of their better rated things. They moved it over to CNBC during the Olympics, and they jokingly refer to CNBC as Curling NBC.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was like that, DK. Excuse me to the curling fans out here.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot, and it is. No, I thought that too. Oh man, it looks easy. You go down to one knee and you just slide the little rock and you just let it go.
So can a person slip on the ice then too? Like you got to be somewhat.
A person
skilled?
Can. I am person.
Okay, I'm slipping and falling.
Yeah, and it's a long way down for a big man doing curling.
Which is why I don't ice skate, I don't rollerblade, I don't skate at all, DK, because you add another like 6 to 8 inches to my height, that is a long way down, DK.
Cat Manita asks, who on the Steelers would be the best curler?
James Harrison, duh. Get it?
He would pick up the rock and throw it down.
That I was talking about dumbbells, DK. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean that kind of curling. Get it?
Football terms. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
I would say that it would be, on a bunch of levels, I would say that it would be Chris Boswell. You're talking about a precision art, right?
I'm thinking the same thing.
Boz. You've got to get the lay of the land. You've got to get the feel of every little thing on ice, you know? I would say Chris Boswell.
I give it to the specialists because they got the most time. They got to know how to feel stuff out.
What a shot that is. They've got the most time.
They do, DK. They do, man. You see the tricks that they do with the footballs on the sideline. They don't even bend over to pick the footballs up. They, like, kick it with their foot, kick it with their knee, and catch it in their hands. Like, they bounce the football like it's a friggin' like basketball. That's what those dudes do because they got so much time. You know who I thought was the greatest soccer player ever?
I mean, Pele, Messi, Ronaldo.
Who I thought it was? Alejandro Villanueva.
Oh, jeez. Why do I ever take you seriously?
You want to know why?
Why is this?
Because there'd be random soccer balls around the facility.
And he could kick them. Just
kick him with his feet and drill it.
He'd kick him with his feet.
I sound so American right now.
What a ridiculous episode this is.
But what happened was his dad and brother came around. And I was like, man, Ali is so good at friggin' soccer. It's like, no, he's not. You know why he was so good at dribbling the football?
Tell us.
He's on the sideline watching us play. He's not that good. So he had all the time in the world to practice on dribbling. And I was like, Al, you suck at soccer. That's what it is.
This is likely. Yeah. Michael Walker wants to know if you've ever made a kick. Meaning, of course, with your feet.
I have. I'm a former high school kicker. I never played soccer. Both my kids did growing up. But no, I don't know. I thought soccer was dumb. And here I am now, again, showing my American side. That, hey, it is the most popular sport in the world. And I got it at the last World Cup. Watching, was it Messi? What do they call him? The poor boy. Watching him win, that was awesome, man.
Did you ever kick a field goal or try?
Yeah, in high school. Yeah, 100%. I think my longest was like 32 or 36 yards.
Oh, wait, this was official?
No, for real.
Oh, they had you kicking. So it would say R. Foster kick.
Yeah, 100%. So what happened was our starting kicker and punter ended up getting hurt in high school, his hamstring. So in high school, what do? You mostly go to the best player on the team or one of the best players on the team that you know is a thinker. So I had a kicking boots. If you've ever seen like the old kicking shoes, the flat toe where you have to tie it.
Oh, I have. Okay, I know what you mean.
So I'm playing on the O-line. We score. I run to the sideline, change into my kicking shoe, put the strap on it. Dolly's dying.
She's
put
loving
the strap
this.
On, run up there, get my measurements back, and kick a field goal. From there, score. Good, okay? I'd have to also, DK, get ready to do kickoff. I took like 7 steps back, did a straight-on kick. Here's the thing about me in high school. I played both sides of the ball. So I do a kickoff, make sure it was deep enough to where they can make a tackle, run to the sideline, put on my regular shoe, and go play defense.
Nice. Nice.
High school kicker, man. High school kicker. Yes, that was me.
Everybody.
I didn't have anybody else on the team.
Everybody who makes it to the National Football League, everybody who makes it plays both ways. In high school, because you are elite at that age level. They want you, your coaches want you doing everything every minute that they have you. They're counting the seconds. Hey, Moan, did the holder live through the kick?
In the beginning stages, no. I killed like 2 of them, okay, before I actually started making them right. But I kicked off the platform and everything like that, 3 steps back and a half a step, and I was up forward for a field goal.
Thomas references Lou the Toe Groza as far as wearing those types of shoes. And that only reminds me that sports were way better when everybody had nicknames like Lou the Toe Groza.
Who on the Steelers right now has a nickname? Because we had Debo, right?
Yeah, even Debo came late. Yeah. That was Debo wasn't a James Harrison thing at the beginning. That kind of arrived.
Silverback is what they called him.
Yeah, there was there. That's actually really good. I think that's a lot better than Debo.
Debo came later. He was known as Silverback for a while. Yes.
So I'm trying to think who else on the team right now would have a good nickname, not like instead of saying Najee, you say Naj. You know, Naj, that's not a nickname.
Yeah, shorten the name.
That's not a nickname here. We get some people involved in this here. Wizard of Boz is good. But again, you don't call him that when you see him. You don't go, hey, Wizard of Boz.
Right, right.
When you see him in the hall. You know, he's just Boz.
Boz God. You just thought of that cat manada. Come on, man.
I mean, he's really good.
You want to take the air out of it real quick?
What's that?
Air out of all of this. Now bring us right back.
Okay.
With Jeff. Some people like to call someone mediocre. Not me, of course. Who's mediocre? Mediocre Jeff? Nah, absolutely not, DK. But I got us, though. You ready?
What do you got for us?
It is hump day.
I thought come you were on, still DK. Doing nicknames or whatever. What a ridiculous opening segment this was. We have to come up with a title for that. You know?
Nicknames. Like, what are we going to say? Boz, man. Boz is the only one. Josh Dobbs hit us with a good one, though, too.
What's that?
TJ equals MVP. That's
very
hell
good.
Of a nickname.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
That's one hell of a nickname.
That actually like should that. Be his nickname. No, or DPOY.
DPOY. Yeah, either one works for me. Minka should have one. He should. Our guys need one.
I mean, that name is good enough. He stands on its own merit, you know? The bus was the probably, and that was again. These are all Myron Cope nicknames, and Myron was a nickname machine. Slash, she points out here, Cordell Stewart, classic nickname. But again, these are all Myron's.
Yeah,
you know,
Ironhead is solid. Coach T shortened it. He just called Cam Head.
That's no that's way.
Yeah,
I've never heard that.
Head.
That's
yeah,
hilarious.
Hey, Head. Yeah, I've heard him say that numerous times. He's Head. I saw some people call Big Hemp Snacks. I think that was a social media thing.
No, there was some snack. You heard
was
him. You
it?
Heard. You heard snack.
Okay. Okay.
I'm thinking of the rest of the offensive line. It's just JD, and there's not. You know.
Like, I could see somebody nicknaming Broderick Big Baby. I mean, if that was a name of his, I could believe it because he looks so friggin' young, but he's a man-child, man.
But Big Baby's been taken. JPJ doesn't count. It's just an acronym.
Don't count. Chooks doesn't either. That's a shorter version of his name.
Dev Chook Wuma.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Drew Balansky has it.
Go ahead.
Da Beard.
Da Beard. You know what was another good one? I'm going to put it up here right now because he's a friend of yours, and you forgot about this one.
Oh, come on.
We'll see. We'll see if I'm going to embarrass you here a little bit. Ready? No, not that. No, not Tony.
Dirty Red.
Dirty Red is a really good name.
Dirty Red is solid. Dirty Red is good. Such a great dude, by the way. A special team to the core.
Posse, a good one for James Ferrier. Smitty is not. That's
Smitty's good for Aaron Smith. Smitty,
no,
come
man,
on,
it's just
man.
Somebody named Smith being called Smitty. That's not anything. How about everything that AB called himself, like Mr. Big Chest and Tony Toe Tap?
Tony Toe Tap was good though.
You can't especially give yourself your own nickname.
But when he was living it out, I'd much rather go Tony Toe Tap than Big. What is that? Big Chest, Mr. Big Chest.
Yeah, Mr. Big Chest was ridiculous. Look, you and I have had this discussion, and this is going to be the second time, maybe the third time we bring up Le'Veon Bell this week. You can't give yourself your own nickname.
You cannot.
And I remember Juice. When Lev tried that, Juice? Juice, and he was like, call me Juice. And everyone was like, no, we're not going to call you Juice. But also, Juice was the dude who, like, you know, committed the double homicide.
Respectfully and disrespectfully, you don't want to be called that, man. Not at that position that you play, running back, being called Juice. Nah.
How about the quarterback Josh Dobbs being the Pastronaut?
I think they ran with that when he was on his run this year. I like the Pastronaut though. That's pretty good. But see, we can't do this one though. I'm with Adam, but calling Joey Porter Peasy. Peasy's good.
Except that his dad's still around all the time. You see him, and if you yell out Peasy, who out of those two is going to turn around? You know, it's going to be the old man.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have no idea at this morning. There was some.
I'll tell you what, Mount Washington has a chance.
But is that overly creative though? Like just calling them Mount Washington.
Considering Darnell's big enough to stand next to Mount Washington like this, yeah.
Okay. Michael Walker asked, "What was my favorite nickname of favorite nickname in the NFL?" I think you got to go back, 85 Bears. Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, William the Refrigerator Perry.
Refrigerator Perry.
Although they would just call him Fridge.
Fridge. You see what I'm saying? Like
that was the best part about William the Refrigerator Perry.
See what I'm saying? Like that's good right there, man. And Jedi see, brings up a go ahead.
See, to me, when you do a nickname, it's gotta be one that's so ingrained that you can't say his name without saying it. Now, I'm gonna date this reference here a little bit.
Let me hear but what you got.
Billy White Shoes Johnson. You know why they called him Billy White Shoes Johnson? Because he wore white shoes.
You can't
get this kind of programming just anywhere, people.
No, you can't.
Okay? Billy White Shoes Johnson. Walter Payton being sweetness. Now we're getting somewhere here. How about Fast Willie Parker? We like Fast Willie? We're into Fast Willie.
We are. Oh, I got another one for you.
Christian Okoye, the Nigerian nightmare for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now we're rolling. Christian Okoye.
Ed Too Tall Jones. Okay.
Ed Too Tall Jones ended DK. It. Do you know why he's Ed Too Tall Jones, Moan?
Because he's too tall. Hey, another one I love is what's Prime Time. I like Prime. You can't say Dion without saying Prime. That's another good one, man.
It was a little confusing at the beginning with him because there was some Neon Dion. And they needed to settle on one, kind of like the Debo thing here. How did we not end this segment after Ed Too Tall Jones?
Ed Too Tall Jones. And shout out just because she sent us the small violin to Renee Megatron.
Megatron, yeah.
One of the only receivers. 7 years in first ballot Hall of Fame.
More people know Megatron as Megatron than they do as Calvin Johnson. Is that the truth?
Think about that, man. Think about that.
Oh, the minister. Reggie White.
I'm going to shut you down right here. And I just see it, and I can't believe we didn't start it sooner.
Huh?
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mean.
Oh, no.
Joe Green. Even screw the spelling, Kevin. I know what you mean, Kevin.
Quit your jobs.
Quit our
jobs. She just fired us both.
We should be.
I will, even in a straight news story when I'm typing and being really formal, I will always say Mean Joe Green. And we have a style at DK Pittsburgh Sports where we boldface people's names. We boldface the mean. Okay? It's part of his name.
Yeah. That's good, man. Broadway Joe was a thing, although I don't know how he got in the Hall of Fame. Broadway Joe was that good, man. But honestly, because it's near
best positional group nickname ever, right here.
Hogs.
You'll never top the Hogs. There will never be an offensive line, no offense, Moan, that'll have a better nickname. There will never be an offensive line that just flat out and won a Super Bowl, like because of the offensive line, than the Hogs.
The Hogs. That's so good, DK. I don't know if there's one that's more there's a lot of menacing one. The 90s, what was it? 70s, 80s, and 90s had the theme songs that NFL teams had, which we don't have these days. Almost every team had a theme song, right? And the nicknames were so much better. The Steel Curtain, Minister of Defense is up there with them. Like that Steel Curtain is solid. Purple People Eaters,
Vikings defensive line.
Mm.
I think you have to win a Super Bowl in order to, you know,
to be to like really signify that you are that they call you.
Here, we'll have a nod here to Moans, guys. There you go.
Killer bees.
Especially
is solid.
When you guys actually wore the bumblebees.
Yeah.
And put up 50 points or whatever it was. That's 500 yards.
Devon brings up another good one, man. This one was a Legion of Boom. Like that, the Legion of Boom
was good.
Steel curtain is up. Who was the New York Sack Exchange? Giants?
No idea.
Oh man, somebody gonna have to teach me about that one. I don't know that one off top. Barry Sanders never had one.
Barry Sanders was too good for a nickname.
Pan just said that. Pan Pete just said Barry Sanders doesn't deserve one. You mentioned Barry. He's a one name guy.
Barry is just Barry. He's like Pele.
Wow.
Madonna. You know, Madonna. What?
Leave, Dolly. You should leave right now, Dolly.
Blitzberg was good for that group in the 90s. Blitzberg, that ended up getting carried over to other teams, which was actually a little bit weird.
It was a little weird. They always bite off of us, man.
DeMond says Barry Sanders is a nickname unto itself.
Did Frenchie Fuqua?
Frenchie Fuqua did not have a nickname. Other than Frenchie.
Frenchie, that's his
name was, I believe his full name was John Paul Fuqua. So he's another one. He's like Frenchie, you know?
Where does that even come from? DK.
Night Train Lane.
You guys are good, man. This is perfect because this takes us to where we can start talking about this. Mark Lancaster had a go. Big Ragu. I mean, Ben, you're a saint, man. That's a good one too, okay? It's actually that stuck. And I honestly thought it would be an article and it'd be gone. I don't know how that stuck, but it did. And because Tunch Ilkin absolutely was one of the guys that helped formulate that, man. And to this day, I'm grateful for that.
How about Thomas Hollywood Henderson? I'll bet you when I say Hollywood Henderson, nobody even knew that his first name was actually Thomas.
No, I had no idea it was Thomas.
Big play, Willie Gay.
Big play. He got that his rookie year, supposedly. Because he was on a Super Bowl team that made
plays.
And
he made a play. Big play. Well, anyway, we're going to end this segment here with the best nickname ever come up with by anybody, the Baltimore Raisins.
I'll take that.
Author take of the that. Baltimore Raisins nickname.
Yeah, take a bow. The curling champ of DK Pittsburgh Sports.
Yeah, she played team handball, the easiest sport on earth. notice that was when she was removed from the screen before she could get me.
She could get you, DK. Memory. Yeah, buddy. That one, then I see another from Alan Dennison. Man, we're supposed to be going to break, DK, but this one was iconic.
Oh, Revis Island is a nickname that for Durrell became something that's gotten passed on to other players at the position. Like, you know, you're good, but can you have an island the way Durrell had? Defined his position.
It did.
It explained to people what he did that was special. You could just take him and put him over there and say, you have that part of the field.
I mean, I dare you throw over here. I dare you to throw over here. Like they want to give it to Sauce Gardner, and I don't think he's there yet. Revis became an island. So much so, oh my gosh, DK. Everybody's still searching for that type of player.
And that type of nickname. If JPJ becomes that type of player, they're going to have to come up with some kind of nickname, and it won't be as good as Revis Island. Order.
No, it will not, man. Alan Dennison's on fire. I hate to keep putting him up here. Last one, I swear we're going to break.
Promise.
Beast Mode.
Beast Mode is good.
I don't know. That, to me, watching him run as an offensive lineman, even with the dudes that we had, just give me one of them. Like when he tell you, you just run through somebody's face and you run through it. You remember that speech he gave? And you run through their face.
Run through their face.
Run through their face. I got run through their face, DK. That's what he told you.
When she hears, one of the coolest things about having her in these things with us is she's not that into sports. But when she hears stuff like run through their face, Because the visuals of this are so good, and watching you get entertained by stuff like that is fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys have not talked about sports at all, so maybe we should.
All right,
we're gonna get there.
We might.
It's
we don't have to. We don't
Wednesday,
have to.
Man.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, it'll be the only segment that matters, for real.
I think that's Amon.
At DK Pittsburgh Sports, we take pride in coverage that connects our city's fans to their favorite teams. Now, that connection's stronger than ever. Introducing our all-new state-of-the-art app. Find expert inside reporting and original podcasts. Check live box scores. Track the latest stats. Chat it up with our community of thousands of fans, all in one place. The new app from DK Pittsburgh Sports. The coverage that connects.
No one's going to let this end, by the way.
No, I love it.
How about the snake? Kenny Stabler, yeah. The late, great Oakland Raiders quarterback. You know, that's another one. I mean, you just think, he was the snake. You know,
yeah.
and you could see why he was a slippery. Even if you just saw the highlights or whatever from the 70s,
mm-hmm.
he was that guy who would slip around or whatever. The St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf.
On turf. I mean, come on.
Said
DK.
Everything about the Kurt Warner offense, all those phenomenal guys, Torrey Holt and everybody that he had, the wide receivers, greatest show on turf.
Man. I love what I Am Slam is trying to do, but I'm late. But Peasy Jeezy, I guess Peasy Junior. Like, we gotta let's refine that one a little bit. Okay, let's find a way to smooth it over. See where you headed, but not yet.
Oh, he hate me.
He hate me.
Now we've really got her going.
We do.
It was on the back of his jersey.
She don't even
all three words.
He hate me, man. Oh, I'm talking about. I got.
We need to look this one up. He hate me.
That's you know who brother that was.
No,
that was Chris Rainey's brother. Him and Chris Rainey that played for us, the kick returner from Florida. Him and Chris Rainey are brothers. Chris, yeah, he hate me.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yep. His real name was Rod Smart.
Yep. Rod Smart.
I keep getting better.
We're losing her. She's going to be under the table here.
She is.
Hate me is the phrase that Smart chose to place on the back of his Las Vegas Outlaws football jersey.
Yeah.
And he only got away with that because he wasn't in the NFL. They wouldn't let you
XFL.
Do that. Unless you legally changed your name, you wouldn't be able to do that in the National Football League.
Like Ocho Cinco did. Didn't he legally change his name?
Ocho Cinco was different. Yeah. He had to do it that way here. Chuck Knoll had a wonderful nickname. Again, this was another
was
Myron Cope. Emperor Chaz. That's what Myron Cope would call him. Myron had a long list of these.
So is it on the announcer to distribute that out?
No, it's on Myron. That's why it hasn't happened since Myron was lost.
Okay.
That's why. Myron was brilliant on countless levels.
Can I just give an ounce of pettiness just real quick? This is going to make Dolly's day. This is a good one. This is a real good one.
The New England pay cheaters. That's all right.
Hey, cheaters, get it? You get it? That was a good one. I had to do that one, DK. That was good. Deacon Jones, we missed that one. I just saw Alan put that up, too.
Deacon wasn't his first name?
No, not that I know of, DK. Let me see. Is that not his first name? That's not his first name. I do know yeah, it is. No.
That's not a nickname, then.
Well, it has to be.
I mean, it can't be.
Deacon
if your parents call you that, it's not a nickname.
David is his name. David D.
So
Jones.
He's David Jones.
David Jones is his name. Dave, yes. David Deacon Jones, yes.
Who is the human joystick?
Who was the human joystick? I'm not sure you lose me on that one, man.
Yeah, I don't get that one either. It sounds familiar, though. Maybe is it Devin Hester? It sounds like it would be somebody on special teams.
It has to be Devin Hester. I saw D'Angelo Hall was one. Human joystick. Vic could be Dante Hall is who they're saying is a human joystick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dante Hall.
Here it is. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah,
X-Factor.
I thought. Yeah, I thought it might be. I thought it might have been Devin Hester because it sounds like just such a special teams thing. You know, kick returns or something. The human joystick.
Did Hester even have a nickname though?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to my knowledge. No, I didn't think so either.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. We do have some actual questions here. We can do this. The Chief is a good one.
Chief was a good one too. Ambassador is another good one.
We got some. The Ambassador. 700 people are watching this nonsense. She's marveling.
So this is what took me there today. Okay, let me just. This is another good one too. The Bongos is a real good one also. But
I saw some about the Browns that we can't put up on the screen. So
you should have put it up. The kids can't read those words. But it comes a little bit from this. Mark Lancaster wrote this earlier in the show. He said, the older I get, the more I've learned to love the offseason. So hype for free agency in the draft. Stand up, Steeler Nation. Let's see them. I absolutely love that comment. Just on the fact that we can somewhat relax just a little bit to have these types of conversations. Talk about what we think this team is going to be. We can speak on nicknames and everything when it comes down to it. And I just thought it was super unique. You guys are still writing down the Express Ernie Davis. I see that one coming. And I can't tell that Joe Flacco one. That's bad.
Oh, no, don't use the Flacco one. No. Okay, no. Ixnay on Echo Flay. Okay.
We could not do that one, DK, at all, man.
You know, any of the various t-shirts that would be sold on a 6th Street bridge over here related to Flacco and the Ravens. No, none of that. Renee, our friend who sent us the violin yesterday that'll be making its way down to Music City and to Moan, comes in with 20 gift memberships. We also had the barber come in. That's really, really cool. We appreciate that. DeMond has a question for you. Hey, Moan, what are your thoughts on Javon Bullard at safety? He reminds me of Mike Hilton, but he can cover as well, and he doesn't miss tackles.
I don't know enough about Javon to give you an in-depth perspective on him. I wish I did. Safety's not necessarily my specialty when it comes down to him. So
safety is a position, too, that I'm not sure I want to see the Steelers. I mean, that's not where I want to be drafting.
Yeah, you know? I'd rather be honest with you right there, DeMond, than to give you a fake, stupid, dumb answer, okay? So let me research on that one, okay?
C-Note says, hey, Moan, what's the thoughts on how good the Steelers could be with Justin Fields? Can we end the Justin Fields stuff with one stat?
What's that?
You ready for this one?
I'm ready. I'm
in 40 National Football League games, he's fumbled 38 times.
God dang.
Yeah. Okay, next subject, everybody. And the interception count, I don't have that one handy off the top of my head, but it's 20+. Okay, he does not protect the football. What did we see and what have we seen over the years that this head coach prioritizes above all else with his quarterbacks?
Our hopes and dreams live with you carrying that football, so don't lose it.
Ooh, that sounds like somebody who heard that in the locker room more than
doggone right, DK. You carry our hopes and dreams in your hand whenever you carry that football like that, DK.
Oh, boy. So, no to Justin Fields.
And also this, too. You trade for Justin Fields. You also had to give up capital, and you also going to have to sign him because he's coming up on the contract.
Yeah, like, that's killing time conversation is all that is. James says, hey, Moan, would you bring Eric Bieniemy as an assistant or an advisory role the way the Steelers did with Brian Flores?
Yes, I would. I think he'd be good for Arthur Smith, especially if we're talking about expanding his ability to craft up passing routes. Mm-hmm. Yes, DK. I would absolutely and take all his ideas and clean him up and send him into the wild so he can go get a coordinator job somewhere else, the same way that Brian Flores did. You daggone right. I'd say other words, but kids are watching, okay?
I like send him into the wild is the best.
Yeah, man.
Go off. No, go
absolutely, DK, go.
My liege.
I've gotten all your secrets. We're good now. Thank you. Go into the wild and go make somebody else better.
Ben Cohen's had enough of your procrastination.
I said it earlier, man. I miss
it. Say it again.
It is hump day. And we are live in effect, man. Let's go with this, man.
Bryce says, hey, Moan. Hey, Mr. Tennessee. I don't want to get you in trouble with your day job in Nashville, but what does Ryan Tannehill have left in the tank? Is he a free agent who'd fit? Well, he'd obviously fit with Arthur Smith's offense. I mean, he did it for years. But is he the best free agent that the Steelers could bring in this circumstance?
It'll be fascinating with Ryan Tannehill in Pittsburgh. If you can sign him in a backup role, just on the fact that he is a former franchise quarterback, he got benched this year, and you bring him into Pittsburgh, and the first time somebody messes up, if they choose not to sign back Mason Rudolph, he's going to be ready to go to him.
Or if Mason decides he doesn't want to stay.
Exactly. Yeah, that too. What you get out of Ryan Tannehill is probably a lower version of Kirk Cousins. I've seen some people even lobbying for him. But what I'm saying is this. You know what his deficiencies are, and you have to protect him. I do think a change of scenery is going to be very much needed for a guy like Ryan Tannehill, who this fan base here in Nashville has just had too much of. He has tendencies sometimes to just, I feel like, rhythmically go through his progressions and not actually read the defense at times. Or maybe he was just set up to where he dropped back, fake the play action, and then turn around and throw to a spot. Sometimes you got to improvise. And I'll say all that to say this, too. He was getting his head knocked off behind this offensive line down here in Tennessee. The last 2 years, he's been somewhat injured and I think had surgeries or two to heal his ankle. Mm-hmm. Do I think he has something left in the tank? Yes. Am I willing to pay a premium for him? No, to answer your question.
This one's from Wild Herb. He says, hey, Moan, what game will Kenny Pickett get benched in? How many weeks into the season?
You get a quarter if he starts. A quarter, four games. That's when it opening day, readjustment period, playing through some stuff to see if you can get better or worse. And then the fourth week, if he ain't got it, you pull him.
Because that would be close to 30 National mm-hmm. Football League starts. Yeah. I don't know how much evidence you're going to need that he isn't the guy, presuming that that would be the case.
Man, I took this show home with me yesterday while I'm at home, DK.
What's that mean?
Because I kept thinking about us talking about this quarterback scenario all yesterday. I did. I was just like, why is it hard to believe that a guy can be out? You know, why is it hard to believe that Kenny is what he's going to be? Even after 2 years, and we've seen people come in. We saw Mason come in and play better in a similar offense than him.
He sure did.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's hard to say that Kenny lost his spot, but he somewhat did in 2023. You know what I'm saying? Like, he lost his spot because as a starter, DK, if you're injured and you get healthy, what always happens back to the starter? He gets his spot back.
I've heard somebody on this show was able to get his spot back every time he came back from injury. You know? So here's my thing. I feel like there are parallel tracks here in talking about this subject, neither of which has anything to do with Mason Rudolph. Okay.
No.
Here, it goes like this. Do you want the Steelers to win in 2024? Is that of value to you as a fan? Okay. If so, and you look and you see that you have TJ Watt, Mr. DPOY, you have Minkah Fitzpatrick, you have Cam Hayward, you have Joey Porter Jr., you have Alex Highsmith, and you look at the offense and you see that you finally started building something there. Is it of value to you to see the Steelers win in 2024? Or is it your priority to ensure the development of Kenny Pickett? Do you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
It's not a shot. It really isn't. I'm saying that 2024, if you say, well, we're just going to keep running Kenny out there because we want to get the most of that draft pick, is that more important than saying, damn it, let's just win?
I'd rather say, damn it, let's just win. Let's just win. If here's my thing real quick, DK, I know we got to close this out soon. If Mason signs back, who's this eventually going to be the starter anyway?
He is.
Mason.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
That's what's probably most unique about this. If he's back in Pittsburgh, it's his squad. Ain't no other way around
it. I don't think it's important. Certainly not over a season, over a full National Football League season and a year in the life of TJ and Minkah and Cam and these other guys to say, oh, let's just try to preserve a first-round pick. You didn't do that with Devin Bush. You didn't worry about it with Terrell Edmonds. You didn't fold the franchise over Jarvis Jones. Artie Burns, you didn't say, oh, no, let's just sacrifice the season to try to get the most out of it. You don't do that.
You know what happened the last time?
Just take the best guy and play.
You know what happened the last time you tried to make up for a spot and tried to just salvage something? Shazier got hurt, and they decided to move up to go get Devin Bush.
That's what I mean. It was a forced pick. You know, I don't know if they confused the two Devins, okay? Because if they'd ended up with the other Devin, I know.
Who was also, I think, a free agent. He was just unless they franchise tag him or something.
Yeah, he is, by the way. Oh, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
I know you would. Oh, my gosh, I know you would. Me too.
All right, guys. We'll be right back after this word from Bob Leslie.
Too tall Jones.
Too tall Jones! So good.
I love that.
The symmetry of the Too Tall Jones nickname is that you needed the Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't say Too Tall Jones. It was Ed Too Tall Jones.
You know his whole name?
No.
Let's Edward have it. Lee. Edward Lee Jones is his name. You know how tall he was?
How tall? He was definitely too tall, says too the tall. Peanut Gallery.
It was actually 6'9".
That is excessive.
6'9", 270. Yeah.
Yeah, that is above the norm.
Way above for DN. Oh, my gosh.
At that time especially, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, too tall.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah, sweetness, I mean, Walter Payton.
Yeah, sweetness is, now people are starting to come in late. Don't presume that we didn't already say Billy White Shoes Johnson. It's
Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Now the Galloping Ghost is coming in.
I don't know that one.
You know what? It's ringing a bell with me, but I'm gonna Galloping Ghost. All I get is a bunch of video games.
I got you.
Isn't that funny? Like, who is called what? Oh, Red Grange.
Red Grange.
Yeah.
How old of when did he
That's
play?
Old.
Harold that Edward gone. Grange. He played in the era, golly. His first year was 1925 to 1934. This All right,
guy
y'all
was so great. This guy was so great. He had two nicknames. A, they called him Red, and everybody knew him as Red Grange, but he also was the Galloping Ghost. You've made it whenever you're really, you know, they just can't stop coming up with nicknames for you.
Just because one of my good friends absolutely loved this dog, Weapon X, Brian Dawkins.
Weapon X.
Yeah.
Now see, Icky Woods, Icky unto itself was a great nickname, but the fact that Icky had a dance and it was the Icky Shuffle is about as good as that gets.
Bo Jackson, Bo Knows, I know. Yeah.
What's the Icky Shuffle? I'm not going to do it because I'm going to embarrass myself and turn myself into a meme. Yeah, there wasn't much to it. It's like for all the choreographed stuff that you've seen offenses and defenses do in the end zone, then there was just Icky, just.
Yeah. You know? But back then, you couldn't really do it, though. So he made it a cool thing. I still don't understand why they got rid of the Dirty Bird in Atlanta. I didn't understand what was so bad about it.
But, at the time, they just weren't letting it happen.
That's the craziest thing ever.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's the craziest thing ever, man.
Honey Badger is good. You know who likes the nickname Honey Badger?
Who's that?
Mike Tomlin.
He loves Honey Badger in general.
He yells it out.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about my guy. And this is the last one. The anchor, Matt Filer.
Matt Filer, the anchor.
The anchor. That's a good one. We did have nicknames.
The funny, you know, the Jack Tatum being the being the hitman has some cringe to it, considering the actual damage that he did to people.
Yeah.
You know,
Oh, my.
That's some. What a subject.
Yeah, it was. That was good. I appreciate y'all playing our game today, man. That was real doggone solid.
Yeah, this was fun. I hope it was fun for everybody else, too. We won't do this all the time.
Aaron McNair was good, too. Steve McNair.
Aaron McNair was very good.
I'm from Tennessee, of course. Javon Curse, the freak.
The freak.
Solid. Very solid, man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got us started, man. I love it.
The nice part is about this whole conversation is that we've kind of worked our way into some that were fairly recent.
Yeah, we
do. There's some that, you know, that are still there. There's still some personality to it, to the game.
Yeah.
You know? And we go right back to where the entire conversation started because Mr. CJ wasn't around. And that's to our good friend Lou the Toe Groza.
Yeah.
He got it all started. Oh, I got one for you. We're never going to end this. Buddy of yours, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
See?
Jones.
Modern.
Yes, that one is good. And also Cheetah. We didn't even mention Tyreek Hill. Cheetah. Cheetah That's was good, good too. But Pac-Man is a name of his own. God, he lived with that too.
Yeah, here's something incorrect from Nova. He says Chris Berman gave the best nicknames. Nope. Myron Cope did.
Myron Cope did. Jeez, those are so good, though.
Myron Cope did. We end on a petty note. That's petty. I have nothing to do with you people.
Me either, man. Y'all be better next time, man. DK's out of town. I got a couple videos coming up too.
We will be back on Monday where we will discuss Miles the Liar Garrett and Rocket Ishmael.
Rocket Ishmael.
Damn.
Yeah. We forgot that one.
Mike Allstott, the A-Train. You know what I think of when I hear Mike A-Train Allstott? Speaking of Chris Berman. That was what he would do. He'd show Mike Allstott would running for a touchdown, a 1 yard touchdown, and he'd have to run over four people to do it.
Crazy. Crazy, man.
All right, guys. We'll do it on Monday, all right?
We'll be back. Good people. I appreciate y'all.
Okay, bye-bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.